We see the first half of that segment which represents the third person of the Trinity, God the Holy Spirit. The second half of that segment has not yet manifested on earth, and can only be known to those who can rise to a level of consciousness beyond brain consciousness. The fourth side is an aspect of the Godhead known only to initiates, and herein is a deep truth which you must know if you would serve in the temple. The first person of the quaternary is God the Creator, the giver of life. The second is God the Redeemer, the preserver of life. The third is God the Illuminator, the renewer of life. The fourth is God the Destroyer, the taker of life. All these are aspects of the one God, the Destroyer no less than the Redeemer, for the Destroyer makes all things new and opens the doors to the incoming light made manifest through God the Creator. Fear not the Destroyer, he is true God, and his servants are great initiates. That is the secret of the temple without which cannot work the mystery rituals. Surrender yourself to the Destroyer when he calls you in the sure and certain hope of a glorious resurrection. Death is the gate of new life even as is birth and no more to be feared or deplored, and premature death is as regrettable as premature birth. Those who die through their own error die prematurely, no other death is premature even in youth. Those who die in childhood do not die prematurely. Of necessity there are souls that come into incarnation for certain purposes in order that they may die properly. There are those whose previous death has been attended by some difficulty or pathology, they are born in order to die properly. There are those now, and they are many, who are dying in the flower of their youth, their manhood unenjoyed and unfulfilled, and they are of our best, but they are not dying prematurely, they are being sent forth from the inner planes that they may build a new era. For that purpose they were born in the throes of the last world war, many of them died in that war and reincarnated as volunteers to die again in this in order that the new age may be born through them. Such are known by their intuitive knowledge of the work to be done and their vision of things to come. They are called over to fulfill the chosen purpose, and no man goes who is not a volunteer. They retain the personalities of the incarnation in which they were born and died. In contradistinction to those who go over, their destiny fulfilled, their lessons learned, who absorb the essences of their personality and cast off the empty shell to disintegrate. These, the pioneers of the new age, retain their personalities, as do the masters whom they serve, in order that they may work in the earth's atmosphere. These it is who are bringing in the new age. Those who die the sacrificial death die with power. Those on the mundane plane who are dedicated also die. They die to self. They die to separateness. They too rise to the glorious resurrection of the initiate illuminated. Those on the mundane plane, those on the inner planes, all dead, work together all dead to the world, all rising together in a glorious resurrection of illumination, all playing their part in the great work to wit, the redemption of man. The epochs of the world in the slow moving of evolutionary time pass through the phases of the four aspects of the Godhead as if the moon revolved upon its axis. The age of God the giver of life belongs to the past, the age of God the Holy Spirit is dawning. But each soul goes through these phases in its progress from death to birth, during which all that is vile and unpleasant in it is disintegrating. The immature soul is under the jurisdiction of God the giver of life. The fully developed soul passes over to the jurisdiction of God the Redeemer. The more highly evolved soul passes on to God the Illuminator. The dying soul passes on to God the Destroyer who maketh all things new and brings rebirth on a higher arc, all eras being connected. Each age of man, like each age of the earth, is under the jurisdiction of an aspect of the Godhead. None may be abrogated and none forestalled. Those who have not known God the giver of life made manifest in nature cannot know rightly God the Redeemer made manifest in civilization, and they who have not known the saving spirit of the Christ draw not nigh the Pentecostal flames. Those who are not thus ready for illumination sleep throughout a nether death. Asleep. Those who are ready go over in full consciousness and are born remembering the splendors of another place. Each man lives his own life in his own age and his own place. None may live for another, and none should judge for another. Be loyal to your own truth at all costs, for it is your only sound foundation. The blessing of the masters is upon all who serve. The end.